Paragraph Mem. V'zoyis habachino nasis b'chol yoyim u'v'chol adam u'v'chol dor. What we were just discussing, Rav Nosson Zal says, happens every single day to every single person in every single generation. Ki zehu b'chinas b'riyosoy shel olam. This is what's meant by the creation of the world. She'b'chol yoyim v'yoyim ha'choshech koydem lo'or. Hashem created the world in such a way whereby every single day darkness precedes light. As it says, there was night and there was darkness. The Gemara says, in the beginning there was darkness and then there was light. This physical item that takes place, the fact that physically in this world, every single day according to Jewish time, begins with a period of darkness, and then there's a period of light. Rav Nosson Zal says here, this corresponds to the concept of a Jew being in this world and needing clarity, needing clear direction of how to go in any item. And before you get that clarity, when you're first starting to think about a subject, what to do about this, before you know what to do yet, you're phase one, you find yourself in darkness. And when you finally are given the advice, the etzah, or you come to the advice of knowing exactly what to do, that's the concept of daylight. V'zeh naseh b'chol yoyim. And Hashem has created the world in such a way where this process is repeated daily. Ki b'chol yoyim v'yoyim kol yimei chayihodom hu tzorich etzois amukois lihinotzel b'chol yoyim yima shetzorich lihinotzel. Because each and every single Jew is in need of deep advice every single day to save himself from what he needs to save himself. There are pitfalls in this world, and there's mistakes that people can make that could be so expensive, baruchnius and begashmius, that a person needs new advice every single day to deal with new situations. Shalayoyvat chius hayoyim chasashon, so that the person shouldn't forfeit or lose the life of that day. Each and every single day there's life to live and there's things to accomplish. And it's possible for a person to lose a whole day. Rahman Salam, there are cases where a person who does work, a person who's working in carpentry or this, that, and he works a whole day to build a certain item, and he's about to leave work at 6 o'clock in the evening, and at 5 to 6 suddenly something falls, the thing breaks, and everything he did from 9 o'clock in the morning till then is destroyed. Well, Ahato Baruchnius. A person is working a whole day learning and davening and pumping it out and everything. And again, 5 minutes before the day's over, he has some kind of a test, and he fails the test, and chas v'shalom, he can blow a whole day's work there also. Ki b'chol yoyim yitzroi shel adam mischadei shelov, k'moy shemazal, because the Gemara says in Kiddushin that every single day the Yitzhahara starts on a person brand new, a whole new program, a whole new briefcase of ideas how to make the person fall and lose. Therefore, every single yid needs deep, profound advice on a daily basis to save himself from the Yetzirah. And where we need it the most is in order for a person to develop and grow in Emunah. Because faith in Hashem is also something that renews itself every single morning. There's a pasuk that says that every single day the faith becomes renewed. So that's all. And again, the faith becomes renewed, the Yetzirah becomes renewed. And these two are battling each other. And a person has to realize that what he learned yesterday isn't going to be enough to face today's battles. He's got to learn new things every single day. He's got to be receiving new advice on a daily basis to serve Hashem, to be able to deal with what's going to confront him today. Rav Nosson Zal says, to summarize this, every day when it starts getting dark outside, what's implied is that the light of advice is leaving, which is the light of day. And then the person has to start fresh, brand new, digging for new advice within the darkness, which will light up his path for the next day. V'hakol b'koyach hatzadikim amitim she'tiknu lanu l'espalel tefilas arvus. Now, where does a person do that? Where and when does a Jew start searching for and working at trying to get the advice they're going to need to deal with the next day, which is going to light up the next morning? Rav Nosson Zal says that's what the tefillah of Maariv is all about. The prayer, the nighttime prayer. V'chein hu mitzvah d'oraisa lomach kriya shma gam b'erev. And so too we know there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to say kriya shma at night, l'yachid shmo yizborach, to declare the oneness of Hashem's name. V'roiv haksherim nizhorim lasik v'tvera b'layla b'yoyse. And most religious people are particular to learn at night, even more so than during the day sometimes, k'mo shomer hazal, as the Gemara says. V'yidei kol zeh, and through the tefillah of Maariv, and by saying kriya shma at night, and by learning at night, choytrim ho'etzos balayla mitov oimek ha'choshech. This symbolizes digging for the advice within the darkness. You're in darkness, it's night already, and you're digging and searching for the advice that you need. V'alkein b'tfilas halayla daiko mevakshim b'berchas hashkivenu v'saknenu b'yetza teva mufanecha. And this is why it's only in the nighttime prayer that the rabbis have given us this unbelievable sentence, V'sakneinu b'eitza toiva mufanecha. Hashem, please establish for us good advice directly from you. Give us good advice coming from you directly. That line we say only in the nighttime prayer, in Tefillas Arvus. Ki oz daiko maschinen lachter hoitzes amukos hachadoshos, because it's then, when you're davening Maariv, that you're starting to dig for and search for the advice that you're going to need as to how to confront the next day. Because the day is beginning from nighttime. And it starts off with the lights out, showing you that every day you're back at zero, you're back at the starting gate, and you don't know what you're going to need to know for today. So every single day you have to ask Hashem, Breyamu, Hashem, give me the advice that I'm going to need to deal with today. Because very often, what I was doing yesterday and was successful won't necessarily be successful today. I've used the example many times. In the 70s, there were multi-millionaires and billionaires who invested in real estate in New York. They bought buildings, big buildings, and made millions and billions of dollars. And the same people with the same millions and billions of dollars lost millions and billions of dollars in the 80s making that same investment. So what does that prove? Proves that the advice, what worked 10 years ago, isn't going to work today necessarily. A person has to be asking Hashem for brand new Eitza Toiva every single day. And it's this particular sentence that it's written. Rabbi Nizal once heard somebody davening Maariv, and he heard them saying, he heard them going by this sentence quickly. And Rabbi Nizal said, this person doesn't realize that this is one of the most important sentences in the entire tefillah that a Jew says on the whole day. This one line, V'sakneinu b'eitza teva mufanecha, Hashem, please establish for me good advice coming from you. And Rabbi Nizal taught his students that this is one of the major stops, tachana merkazit, of the tefillah the whole day. Where in Breslov, there are many people that when they say this, they pause and they really concentrate. And there are people that repeat this. They don't say it once. You're allowed to. So say it more than once even, concentrating if there's any particular important issue in your life at that time, whether it be parnosa, whether it be a zivug, whether it be a health problem, to concentrate while you're saying that, because that's when the door in heaven opens up for a person to be able to receive advice. When you're saying this tefillah, this is where a person could concentrate. Hashem, you know what's best for me, and you know what I need, and you know what's good for me. Give me the Eitzah, I should know what to do in every situation. It's in the Maariv, the Tefillas Arvus, right before the Shmon Esrei, right before the Amidah, there's a paragraph that begins with the words Hashkivenu Hashem Aleikenu L'Sholom. That's where it is. V'chol zeh u'bechinas hablochas ner chanukah mishetishka achama. And Rav Nosson Zal says this corresponds to the law in Shulchan Aruch that says, when do you light the Chanukah candles? From sunset, when the sun is going down. She'oz mistalek oyer yoim, shubachinas oyer hoetzos kanal. Va'oz tzrichem lahadlik ner chanako, shubachinas lahamshik kedushas hadlokas sheva knei amenorah shebebeis hamikdosh. The concept of the lighting of the menorah corresponds to the lighting of the seven candles that they lit in the Beis Hamikdash, kedei lahamshich me'or yoim l'toch tekev cheshchas laylo, so that you're drawing the light of day into the thickness of nighttime, into the thickness of darkness. Shenucha lachto balayla ho etzay samukos kedei legadlo amunak doisha. So that we should have the ability during the night to dig up the profound advice that we need to be able to shine away for us, you know, in the darkness, to develop the emuna. The zehu, and this is why it says that you're allowed to light candles from sunset ad shetich l'regel min hashuk, up until the time when there's nobody walking in the marketplace anymore. Rav Nosson Zal explains, regel zebechinas etzois, the feet represent the concept of advice. Kemo shekosav, as it says in Chumash, v'chol ho'om asher b'raglecho, Hashem sit Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the people that are at your feet, and the Gemara says on that, Rashi in Chumash quotes the Gemara, ha'hilchem acharat soscho, those, the Jews who follow your advice. That's the footsteps. Following in someone else's footsteps means following his guidance. U'kemuva b'dvareinu kam upon him, as is found in our Sfarim many times, that the feet symbolize advice. Hainu shetzrichin lahadlik ulahoyer betchilas cheshchas laila or nechanaka shibchinas or etz samukos amitiyos. A Jew has to see to it to light these Chanukah candles, which symbolizes turning on the power of advice, good advice, to start it from the beginning of nighttime. Ad sheyichlu v'izbaklu hoetzos mikukolos, till you're able to succeed in destroying and eliminating all the bad advice, all the destructive advice. Eitzos nevorois shel hahamoin, the bad advice, destructive advice of the common people. We know that you meet all kinds of people who are, the thing that they have the most of in their pockets, in their pants pockets, and shirt pockets, and in their shoes is advice. Anybody I run into, oh, let me tell you what you should be doing right now. Let me tell you what you're doing wrong, what you should, all of this kind of stuff. The Rav Nosson Zal saying here that we want to destroy these Eitzos Mekukolos, Eitzos Nevorois, Shel Hahamoin, Horeit V'Machamomoin, whereby most of these people, again, the most important thing in life is money, making a living, Parnasa, the Hevloi Olam Hazeh, and all the Shtuyot of Olam Hazeh, B'Yikiyos Gedolos, and they're ready to put in the unbelievable effort at it, U'ma'uma Le'yisu Ba'amolam Le'olam Haba, and all of their effort doesn't help them one single drop of getting into Olam Haba, getting into the eternal world. Alidei atzosam horois, through all of their horrible advice. You have to go to 4 years college and 4 years medical school and 4 years this and 4 years that and work 16 hours a day and to become somebody. V'zehu at shetichle regel min hashuk, sheyichle regel b'chinas eitzos min hashuk. Shehu rishu sarabim, shehu mokim asitrachra. This is, Rav Nosson says, this is what the Gemara means when it says the light of the Chanukah candles should burn until the feet are no longer in the marketplace. The feet representing advice. Until there's no more of that marketplace advice, the junky advice that you get from, you know, people who aren't qualified one iota to be advising. V'izbatlu ho'etzah yisroes min olam al yidei oyer hadlokas ner Chanukah kodosh shubichinas hamshochas etzah yisamukos toivois b'toch tekev cheshchas laila kanal. That through a Jew lighting these Chanukah candles in the beginning of night and having them burn for that length of time, he's activating the power of Eitzah Tova and helping to eliminate and clean out all the bad advice that's around. V'zehu bi'atzmoi b'chinas mishas yitzias ha'kichovim. And this is why the Mishnah Berurah and other places can say, what do we mean when we say sunset? We don't mean the beginning of sunset, we mean the end of sunset, which is called Tzeis HaKoychovim, when three medium-sized stars are starting to show themselves. That's actually the earliest time to light Chanukah candles, according to many poskim. Shezeu b'chinas matzdikei horabim kikoychovim. We know there's a pasuk that says that the tzadikim are compared to stars. Sheheim ha-tzadikei emes v'haksherim ha-nilvam aleihem. This refers to the true tzadikim and the religious people that are attached to them. Sheheim mamshichim ho-etzos amukos hanal. They're the ones who draw this deep advice into the world. V'ideizeh heim matzadikim es-horabim. And that's what allows them to help people become righteous, Matzdik Arab means to turn the rabbim into tzaddikim, u'mamshich ha'moisam Hashem Yisbarach, and they're able to help people come close to Hashem. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, v'chol zeh hu muvan bekisvei ha'arizal lefi darkoi bakodesh. Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look in the writings of the Arizal, you'll see how he explains all of what we said here in Kabbalah terms, in Kabbalistic terms. Achshom hu bederech soid. The track that the Arizal is going on is based on soid. V'yefsher le'ish poshut lohoven mishon eitzeis lavoy saborisvorach. Whereas a regular person who would be learning that wouldn't be able to draw any advice, practical advice, that he could incorporate into his own life based on the Arizal's explanation of the different names of Hashem and different Yichudim that apply to lighting the candles, the Hanukkah candles. Whereas, Val Pi Darkeinu, Rav Nosson Zal says, whereas based on our style of explanation, Yochel Kol HaChofetz Be'emes, Lehoven Remozim, V'Hisoirus Niflo, L'Skar V'Yidezel Hashem Yisborach V'Chol Yoyim Mechodosh, Mikol Mokom Shehu. Any Jew who wants to be religious or wants to become more religious can use what we wrote here, our explanation of what lighting Hanukkah candles is all about, and he can apply it to every single day of his life to help himself become more religious on a daily basis. Mikol ma she'ivro lebecholeis, and to be able to know how to deal with any situation, at any kind of difficult situation at any time. Kimavur sham, because it's explained in the Kisvei Arizal, shesoid ner Chanukah hu alidei ha'or shenimshach la'malchus me'amichin shel hayoyim. The Arizal explains that the concept, the secret behind lighting Hanukkah candles is, it represents the light of Hashem being drawn all the way down into the Malchus. The Arizal says, regel, atshetichel regel manashuk, regel, the raglayim refers to Malchus. That the mission in Ner Hanukkah is drawing that light down to Malchus, v'chulu, etc., etc. Ayin shom, look in the writings of the Arizal, v'tovin, and you'll see how he explains it in that framework. And Rav Nosson Zal took those same concepts and put it into a practical form, showing us how do I use this on a daily basis. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, although this is taking place every single day, afal pikein. So you would say, then hold on a second. The way he explained it here, this is something that's going on a daily basis. The darkness and the advice and everything. So what's the big deal about Hanukkah? Manishtana, these 8 days, what are these 8 days different from any other day when there's the darkness and I have to activate the power of good advice and everything? Rav Nosson Zal says, Afal Pikein, Lizkois Lahatlik Ner Shel Mitzvah B'Shilzeh. To have the privilege of actually lighting a mitzvah candle for this purpose, Shehu B'Chinas Ner Hanukkah, Loizochinu At Shehoyo HaNes HaGodol B'Mei Mantisyo. That privilege the Jews were not given until this miracle happened during the time of Matisyo. You know, from the beginning of creation, as soon as there were Jews, there was this concept of darkness and light, and the Yetzer Hara starting fresh every day, and having to activate new advice every day. But to actually have permission to say a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvoso V'tzivonu L'Avlik Ner Chanukah, over this process, that only happened after this miracle. Shedaiko Oz, Shehizgabru Chachme Yovan Kolkach, At Sherotzu Lahashkiach Torosel Gamli Chasshon, it was specifically during such a time period when the Greeks were trying so hard to get the Jews to forget the Torah completely. Shezeh Ikar HaChoshech, which is the epitome of darkness, when you turn out the lights of the Torah, Bechinas V'Choshech Al Pnei Tzohim, Zeh Malchus Yovan, the Medrash says, that when the Torah describes the beginning of creation, it says, V'horet seysa seiru, v'voyu, v'choshech, al pnei sahoim. So the Medrash says, these four terms, tohu, voyu, choshech, and then al pnei sahoim, correspond to the four exiles. Bavel, Parasumadai, Yavon, and Edom. So that choshech corresponds to Yavon, the Greeks. The Greek enlightenment, the Greek philosophy, the Greek is called choshech in the Torah. That's the epitome of darkness. He's saying it here together. But if you look in the Medrash, as far as I know, it's two different ones. He's just saying that if you touch it, it's you read the darkness over the time, but it corresponds to the four gullies. Oz daiko chomal aleinu Hashem Yisbarach, and it's at a time like that when the Greeks, who symbolized darkness, were looking to get the Jews to forget the Torah completely, but after then Hashem took pity on us, va'omad lanu beis tzoraseinu, He stood by us during our time of stress, va'hofach ha'choshech la'or gadol, and Hashem turned around the darkness into super light. Whereby dafke then the Jews reveal this awesome mitzvah of Chanukah candles, la'am shecha mishoich revois kutcha, to draw a new level of this holiness, ula'ad l'kabutzina, and to light sparks, lohoyer eitzay samutzay amukais b'teich toiket ha'choshech b'chlara b'frat, b'adam b'gizman, to activate the light of deep advice within the thick darkness on a general level for the entire Jewish people, ubifrat, and for each individual yid, ba'odom, ubifrat, ba'odom ubizman, kidei lagadel hu emunah kdosha, in order to develop and raise up our emunah, shvei tishtakach haTorah Yisrael, that the Torah should not be forgotten. That was, you know, there was a bomb that went off at that time, in a sense, activating this whole power on a new level. V'chein b'chol dor v'dor, boim ha-tzadik ha-yemes, u'meirim lanu eitzes ha-mukos b'toch tokev ha-choshech, and so too in each and every single generation. The tzadikim of that generation come forward and present for us brand new advice, deep advice, within the darkness, at sh'meirim aleinu b'chol pa'am or yoyim b'china, to the point where they're constantly shining on us the light of day. B'chinas goyle ha-mukos mini choshech. As the Pasuk says, they are revealing deep things from within the darkness. K'ayidei hadlokas ner Chanukah bizmanoi, b'imei hanisim oelu, because by a Jew lighting Chanukah candles at the right time, during these miracle days of Chanukah, onu mamshichim hor hazeh l'chol hashana kula, we draw this light upon ourselves for the entire year. Lizko is tomed lachto heitzis amukos b'toich mitoich oimek ha-choshech, legatel ha-amun ha-toshim kol ha-tikunin. To be able every single day to be drawing the advice that we need, you know, to deal with the darkness. V'chein hu b'chol ha-mitzvos. And the same thing, Rav Nosson Zalhi is giving an important, very important rule that you need to understand how Yiddishkeit works. In other words, if Chanukah candles is such a great thing, why not light it 365 days? If this thing about lighting a menorah with the latkes is such a great idea, why not do it every day? And if we're doing these 8 days, how's that going to help me for the rest of the year? So Rav Nosson Zalhi is explaining here very well that you should know that on a certain level, this is taking place every single day, and he showed us how to do it every day by davening Maariv, the Sakneinu Beitzeinu, this, that. But you should know that one time in Jewish history, there was the most spectacular taking place of this, and there were miracles that happened related to this, and that established this in such a way that a Jew who celebrates these specific days of the calendar year, the effects of it, and he does it the right way, he makes the brachas with kavona and api haloch and everything, the effects of this will help him throughout the whole year, throughout the rest of the year. It's mashpi on the whole year. And the same rule applies to other mitzvahs. Shaydet kia shefer barosh shana, anu mamshichem b'chinas tikkun ha-shefer al kol ha-shana kula. V'chein ha-yidei achilas matzah b'pesach, v'chein b'chol ha-mitzvahs. By doing the mitzvah properly in its right time, we're drawing upon ourselves the effects of it for the whole year. V'chol ze yef shalizkos kim ha-yidei limud harbei b'yeshiva ha-kdosh ha-kanal. And to be zechet everything we spoke about here, this level of advice and all the other things we spoke about, the only way a Jew can be zechet to this is by learning a lot in this special yeshiva. A lot doesn't mean a couple of weeks or a couple of months or even a couple of years. This is a mistake that a lot of people make, unfortunately. A person goes to yeshiva for a couple of years, or a person becomes a balchura for a couple of years, and then he feels that he's qualified to start dashening, to dashening for himself or dashening for others. It's very dangerous. It's very, 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 very rare that somebody could be qualified to do that within 5 years or something like that. A person needs, look at the words here. Kiyamai de limud harbe bi yeshiva kdosh ha-kanal. Ki machmas shetzrichem eitzoy samuko is harbe b'chol yoin u'b'chol eis. Because of the fact that a person needs a lot of deep advice every single day and every single time, there's different situations coming up. Ve'ikar be'es ha'choshech, and especially when the person's finding himself in a down, in a yerido, or in a state of darkness, whether it's darkness again, in any area, in parnos, and this, that, whatever it is, ki lefomim nechshach etzel hodam ho'etzo gam bayoim, because there are sometimes when the lights go out on a person, even in the middle of the day, meaning that even when it's daylight, he can't see where he's going. He doesn't know which way he should be going. And then, relative to that person, for him, it's nighttime now, because he doesn't know which way to turn, what to do. There's a pasuk that says, the day became dark for me. When that happens to a person, the person has to dig and seek out and search for that deep advice, al yedei tzaka salev mimamakim, by crying out from the depths of his heart to Hashem. Kamei shekosu shom, as Rabbeinu Zal proves in Likutei Moran over there, mimamakim kolosich Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal proves from a few different psukim over there, that the way to get this advice when a person feels he's really in a thick darkness is, he's got to be able to cry out Hashem from the depths of his heart. Umachmas, shekol ma shehoratam choyter lo shevel akdusha, habar dovo mizgara kenek debiyoser. And because of the fact that the more effort a person is putting into trying to come close to Kedusha, the Yetzirah is also putting in more effort to block him and to work against him. Ki kol ha-godol mechavel yitzrei godol emenu, because the Gemara says, the more you keep climbing the ladder, they're not using the little Yetzirah from 2 years ago for you. As you rise up in religion, the angel that they're using to oppose you keeps rising also. They keep using a higher level angel and a higher level angel. And as is talked about a lot in Likutei Halachos, Likutei Moran about this, Alkein Tzrichim Lilmoid Harbe Darkei Hoitzes Anal. Therefore, a person has to learn a lot of advice. Shezel Bechinas Limud Hayishiva Kedusha, which is the type of learning that we spoke about before in those special yeshivas. Not where they're learning just to go in circles, to spin wheels, where they're learning and there's purple and purple and shmurple, and nothing comes out of it. The people come out more confused than they went in, and they don't come out more religious at all, or they don't come out knowing what to do, knowing what should I be doing with my life, what should I be doing in the morning, what should I tell my wife? What should she read? What shouldn't she read? What should she eat? What shouldn't she eat? What yeshivas should my kids go to? All the different advice that a person needs to be able to understand what to do in life. Beruchnius and Begashmius. That's what he's talking about here. Kol Oyer Ho'etzos. It's from that type of yeshiva that there comes forth the light of advice. Lizkois Lekayim HaTorah VaMitzvos. To be zeichet to fulfill the Torah and to do the mitzvahs, not just learn about them, but to actually be able to fulfill everything that's written in the Torah. Shezeh ho'ikar, that's the most important thing in Yiddishkeit. Ki loy hamedrash ho'ikar el ha'maisa. Because the Gemara says, learning isn't the most important thing, it's fulfilling. And to get to a level of fulfilling, that's where a person needs a tremendous amount of Eitzah Toiva, and to get that Eitzah Toiva, you have to learn a lot from the right sources, that kind of thing. Good advice, real good advice to know what to do. And just on the simplest level, there are yeshivas where people learn for years, and yet there's no knowledge of halacha. You ask the person, is this kosher or not? This tzitz is kosher or not? He doesn't know. What is that? And that's an example where the learning is not associated with fulfilling. A person needs to know that if he's learning Gemara and he's learning about Shabbat, the purpose of learning that is to be able to fulfill. The purpose of learning about Hilchos Shabbos is to be able to know how to keep Shabbos properly. And if you're learning for a certain length of time and out and not getting that, maybe it's not the right learning. Maybe it's leading nowhere. Or maybe it's not leading to the best place that it's supposed to be learning. But again, halacha is one example of the etza, the result, a certain result of learning that's supposed to come out. Which you see that there's a minority of Jews, of 30,000 Jews that are learning full time, there may be 1,000 that are geared that realize that their learning must be geared to a minute, that the minimum that's supposed to result from their learning is a knowledge of halacha lamaisa. That's first, that's home plate, or that's first base. And then second base is not just knowing the halacha, but knowing how to apply all of these things in real life situations, whether it's spiritual or physical, all kinds of situations. Gam hadlokas ner chanukah mishetishka hachamo. Now Rav Nosson Zal says an additional point. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that you light Chanukah candles from when the sun sets. Ze remez she'ikar hamshochas or hatorah shehu or ha'itzos hu beyoyser la'achar histalkus hatzadiku emes shehu arebi emes. Rav Nosson Zal here is making a very profound statement. That another thing that the Torah is trying to teach us in this statement is, when it says that you light candles after the sun has set, we said that lighting candles symbolizes the advice. Those little lights represent the pure advice that leads a path for a person within the darkness, in the night. What does the sun represent? The sun represents the light of the tzaddik, the light of Moshe Rabbeinu, or the light of all the big tzaddikim. Rav Nosson Zal says, by the Torah telling us that you light Chanukah candles after the sun has set, this implies that there are cases where you have a very great tzaddik, and his advice, the benefit of advice from his teachings, doesn't come into the world until after the tzaddik has passed away. Ki oz achar histalkusoi, because after the tzaddik has passed away, hu bechinas shkia sachama. That's represented by the sun setting. As the Gemara says, al pasuk v'zorach hashemesh ubo hashemesh. There's a pasuk that says sunrise, sunset. It's a pasuk. People thought it's on fiddle on the roof. They didn't know that there's a pasuk that says v'zorach hashemesh ubo hashemesh. And the Gemara says on that pasuk, ad sheloi shoko shimshei shel eli zorach shemesh shel Shmuel Hanavi. The Gemara says you should know that whenever a rabbi, a great rabbi, passes away, he doesn't leave the world before Hashem has already begun with the next great rabbi. Because before the sun sets, it's rising. A new sun is rising. Before one tzaddik leaves, there's a new tzaddik there to take his place that's starting to lead on. So we see that the concept of a tzaddik leaving is called sunset. Nimtza shehistalkus hatzaddik u'b'chin ashkiya sachama. Va'oz daiko. So you would say, when a tzaddik dies, what do? You close up shop. It's all over. It's all over. The religion closes down, and his students go into the garbage, because again, the Rebbe isn't alive anymore. The tzaddik left. Just the opposite. That's when the students have an obligation to first really start delving into the teachings that they receive from the rabbi, and drawing the advice, trying to seek out and understand all the advice that's found in his teachings. Shehem kulam etzos neiros v'hisoros niflo l'skar ve'lo v'sparach, where a true tzaddik, his lectures, his shiurim, would have been full of advice, profound advice, and things that could inspire a person tremendously to come close to Hashem. V'leilech al yodo v'al raglo lehiskarev lahachaverim lahasridim asher Hashem korei. And for a person to be willing to go on hand and foot, to walk with his hands and feet, crawl on his hands and feet, to get to the leftover students of a great tzaddik, shezor b'chinas hayeshiva hakdosha, the yeshiva that this great tzaddik built up during his life. In order to be able to dig up and reveal the deep advice from the darkness, that which each and every person needs every day and at all times. And again, Rav Nosson Zal was speaking about his own situation, where if you read his biography, as soon as Rabbeinu Zal passed away, at first, he himself didn't know what to do. He didn't know what happens to me now. What's my job in life now? In other words, from the time that he met Rabbeinu Zal, became closely attached to him, that was his world. Everything in his world revolved around his keshet, his Rebbe. Whether he was with him at the time or not with him at the time, he was constantly thinking about him and everything. Now suddenly, the most shocking thing that could ever possibly happen to him happened, that the rabbi actually died. Now what? So it's thought that at first he didn't know what to do, and he started doing different things, learning this, that, but not with any plan and not with any realization of direction. But then what happened was, people started talking to him, you know, in general, people he met. And he'd get into a conversation with somebody, and inevitably, they would ask him something, or he would have to quote something that he heard from his Rebbe. And when he saw the response, when he saw the reaction, that any time he told over something from Rabbeinu Zal, one of Rabbeinu Zal's shiurim, he saw that people were blown away by it, that people respected it and felt that this was unbelievable stuff, that's what first made him realize what his job is now. That it's not that the safe form closed down. Now is first time to, you know, this person's been going to lectures and writing notes. Now it's first time to take out the notebook and go back to the beginning and start looking into it, reviewing it, and really understanding what's in it and seeing how to take it to the next level and seeing how to share it with the world, you know, and how to build on it, you know, just as he did in writing a Likutei Halachos, where he took Rabbeinu Zal's shiurim and expanded it and multiplied it, you know, millions of times. Kimavur b'medrash Tanchuma Parshas Bala Yischo Sha'at Tzadikim Nikroim Bala Yasufos. The Medrash in Bala Yischo says that one of the nicknames given to Tzadikim is they're called Bala Yasufos, people that make gatherings, masters of gatherings. Machmas She'ikr Yigiosam Batoira Hu Achar She'ne'asav HaTzadik. Rav Nosson says, you want to know what that title comes from? Because in a certain sense, the main struggle of a Talmud Chacham in learning is after his tzaddik has been gathered in. In the Torah, the word gathered in is the word used to refer to a tzaddik passing away. It says, Vayigva, Vayeoset Elamov. He was gathered into his people, or gathered in by Hashem. So the Rav Nosson writes here, the main struggle of a tzaddik in learning begins after the tzaddik has passed away. Because while his rabbi was living, all he had to do was pick up a phone or approach him and ask him anything he wasn't sure about and get an answer. But now, after the tzaddik has passed away, who's he going to ask now? He has to begin struggling by himself to understand, to start trying to understand the full depth of the Torah of his Rebbe. V'zeu b'chinas shehadlokas ner Chanukah shehu hamshochas oyer haTorah hu mishetishka hachama. And this is why the rabbis gave us this mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles when the sun has gone down, which symbolizes this concept. Dahainu la'achar histalkus hatzadik. This symbolizes that after a tzaddik has passed away, she'oz tzrichim ha-talmidim v'hanilvim aleihem l'schazek b'yoseh b'limud v'iyon heite b'toroso yakdoshe. That's when his students have to strengthen themselves at really first starting to learn and delve deeply into his teachings, she'zeo b'chinas limud ha-yeshiv akdoshe, which is the type of teachings that we spoke about earlier, in order to dig up the deep advice that each and every single person needs relative to him, in order to develop their faith in Hashem with all the tikkunim that we spoke about before, tikkun habris, tikkun hamishpat, and all of those things, in order to let the entire world know that there is a Hashem, that Hashem is in charge of the world, and there is none other than Him. Amen v'amen. With this we conclude a halacha that was about 50 pages. Yeah. Halacha passed away. Hashem helped that myself and a group of people were privileged to have a rabbi who, from what I saw and felt, was teaching along this style, where the learning, the shiurim that he gave, were geared to shining into his students and implanting into them emun in Hashem, very serious faith in Hashem, faith and trust in Hashem, emunas tzaddikim, and a desire to do mitzvahs, and the desire to do mitzvahs to the best of your ability. That's the way that's the way his shiurim were geared and the teaching. And after he passed away, as any decent, good rabbi would have done, he left behind a legacy, you would say. And the legacy is twofold. Students, some students, who learned well enough to be able to be in a position to understand to a degree what he taught and to be able to share it with others. And in his case, it was already after the tape recorder had been invented. So for approximately the last 20 years of his life, approximately, most of his shiurim that he gave during the weekdays were on tape, hundreds and hundreds of cassettes. And even when he became ill, during the time that he was ill, before he passed away, he instructed his students that to continue the shiurim. He gave shiurim on specific nights during the week to continue having those shiurim and listening to the tapes. Because we're at the shiur to listen to the tapes of the lectures that he gave. When he heard that there was a problem, though, that unfortunately people are human, and a person coming to listen to a tape, sometimes people could fall. It's hard for many people to listen to a tape recorder for 45 minutes in a row at night after a day's work, tired, number one. Number two, what about new students? What about new people coming who never met him, and just listening to a tape alone would be difficult? So then the advice he gave was to mix, to play the tape for part of the time, and to try to add to it, or to try to open the floor for questions. People would want to discuss it, but again, this concept of not that you heard a shiur and that's it, and go on to the next shiur. There's a concept of going at a certain point in time, the machine stops. You have to go back to the beginning, and you have to review. And not just review, but first start analyzing in a serious way what you've learned. And first start really realizing how to apply it. Because while the Rebbe is living, it's the kind of thing where anytime you have a question, you simply go ask him, and to a certain degree, you're not forced to use your own brain and own faculties to really struggle at understanding well the teachings and the stuff. Because anytime a new situation comes up, you simply ask, versus learning yourself how to apply the advice you've been given so far to deal with the new situation. It's only after the rabbi passes away sometimes that you get put into that position of being forced to review and analyze and delve deeply into the teachings in order to be able to make use of it the right way. And Rav Nosson is all saying here that this is what's represented by this Yom Tov of Chanukah. I recall that at one point I had the privilege of being in the presence of a Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Teitz. Should be healthy and well, at Mavis from Shona. And this was a few years after my rabbi passed away, and I asked him, what should I be doing now? If I have a choice, should I be learning for Smir? Should I be learning halacha? Because again, while my rabbi was alive, anytime there was a halacha question, simply ask him, rather than having to feel an obligation to study the Shulchan Aruch cover to cover well and get to know myself, in a sense, what to do in the step. So that's one possibility. Or should I be studying this or that, or listening to the tapes? And his answer immediately was, first and most important is the tapes. Meaning, whatever shiurim you have been given already, there were halacha shiurim on tape, halacha lemaisa, there were 107 cassettes of shiurim that he gave every morning after davening, 10-15 minutes of halacha. Halacha lemaisa, to know what to do this and that. And there was shiurim on Musa, Ein Yaakov, this and that. He said, that's number one. You have to get to know those code, because that's your strongest weapon in terms of Yirah Shemayim, in terms of coming close to Hashem. If this rabbi was good, and if the shiurim he gave was solid, there's nothing that's going to give you as much as those shiurim will give you. Besides that alone, it's understood that's not enough. You have to do everything else, but compared to that, everything else is second place. And with Hashem's help, we kept it up for about 13-14 years after he passed away. Every week, twice a week, they were shiurim with the tapes. We went through the cycles of about 500-600 tapes that we had of him, 4 or 5 times. Tapes on Novi, tapes on Ein Yaakov, tapes on, all kinds of things. Hashem should help that all of us should understand the messages that Rav Nosson Zal is trying to get across, and each one of us should apply it in our lives, like the way we were supposed to apply it.